And, but if she's about ready to have it, as a rule, you just say she's springing pretty heavy. Uh-huh. I would, of course. Somebody else might have another name for it. But
if you're going to raise horses, what do you need?
Well, that old, you mean about a mare?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to have a mare and then a stud if you're going to raise them.
Did you ever call a stud anything else?
Yeah, they call, some people would call him a stallion. Uh-huh. They didn't want to just come out and say stud. They'd say, well, he's a good stallion. Uh-huh. Now, jacks, now you'd breed the mare. To raise a mule, you'd have to call them jacks.
Uh-huh.
You see, they ain't a horse, they're a mule. They're ass, I guess.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're ornery too, aren't they?
Huh?
They're ornery.
Hey, them old jacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, where do you put a horseshoe on a horse?
You mean what you level up the foot with?
Well, where do you put the shoe? What do you put it on?
You put it on the hoof,
uh-huh.
Horse hoof.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, and yeah. Drive the nails out and then clinch them over.
Yeah, well, that's the hoof. You drive them in there, you see, and bend them back like you're talking about. Horse's hoof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ever do anything with horseshoes except put them on the horse?
Well, I never did, but I've seen these old fellas pitch them.
Yeah.
Kill a lot of time with them. But I don't guess I never did pitch no horseshoe. But they got a pretty big thing, I guess, around town, ain't it, around these parks, pitching horseshoes.
It used to be pretty good. It's going downhill now, though.
Yeah.
The old horseshoe pitchers are leaving.
Yeah.
Around the fire station you find it now.
Yeah.
What would you need if you're going to raise sheep?
Sheep?
Yeah.
You'd have to get you around, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And them old, see them, they call them yoe. No, what do they call old mammy sheep?
They call them ewes and yoes.
Yeah, ewes and ram. That's what you'd have to have.
Have you heard those called yoes?
No, I guess a yoe, I don't know much about sheep now, but a yo would be one that's had a young one, I guess, had a lamb.
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't know. Never did own no sheep.
Mm-hmm. They raise those for their meat, mostly, or?
You mean a sheep?
Yeah.
Well, them young'uns, they call that mutton, don't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Fella told me that you shear a sheep and that wool's just as greasy. And
I never could eat sheep meat. I've tried to eat it a few times, but it seemed like the more chew on it, the bigger it gets in your mouth.
That's the way it is with my wife. She breaks out.
I never did eat but very little of it. This old fella brung some bear meat here a few years ago, and I got to eating on it, and it swelled up my mouth, and I couldn't go it hardly.
That's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. That seemed like about like eating big old piece of dog meat again. He'd been up in Colorado and killed a bear from coming up.
Well, what do you call those heavy hairs on the back of a boar?
Well, I'd call them are they gristles? No. A gristle would be in the meat, I guess.
Gristle?
What is a gristle?
Yeah, that's in the meat, I think. That's the part
that's that tough part, ain't it?
Yeah. Boy, it is.
Well, what? You call them old things, I always call them gristle, but they wouldn't be quills, would they?
Well, I guess they're stiff.
Yeah, I guess so.
Make good brushes.
Yeah.
How about those big long teeth that stick up?
Well, them tushies.
Oh boy.
I've seen him have them old big boars caught when they got that way and take a sledgehammer and lay it down on the side of that tush and take a hammer and knock it out of there.
Mm.
I've seen them do a lot of hauling with them old boars that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they get dangerous.
Yeah, I guess
yes,
so.
Yes, they do.
Man told me one of them cut up his horse one day.
Yeah. Well, I seen one, didn't see the hog, the old boar, but I seen the man cut that leg off right there and nearly hit him with it. It was 3 or 4 months before he could get to do anything.
My goodness.
Yeah, hit him man that muscle.
Did he lose his foot?
No, he finally healed up and got all right, but it was pretty bad till he did get well.
Oh my.
He's getting in the crib. Had it back to that old hog and that old boy and thing run into him, ripped him of that tush. Now, some of them old hogs cut a cow or a horse or anything when they get mean that way. Uh-huh. Boys will.
I bet that when that man
that's when you don't use that sledgehammer and that claw hammer on him.
You betcha.
Yeah.
I bet that man butchered early that year.
Yeah.